Greetings, AboveTopSecret.com. This is Springer with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast. I want to real quick express my absolute indignation and disgust with the Chinese government relative to the Asian flu epidemic, bird flu epidemic, whatever it is, the AH5. You know, I read today that London morgues are out looking for additional space to store the dead they fear are going to be piled up on their doorstep around year's end because of this flu virus. Why am I mad at China? Well, let's look back. Beginning of the year, there was a lot of data out there. There was a lot of cases in Asia, China specifically. And in order to carry on that brilliant tradition of saving face, China basically ignored it, wouldn't let anybody in, wouldn't share the data. And now we're looking at a potential pandemic that wipes out 55% of the people that contract it. If you do the math, and if this thing can spread like the common cold and the regular flu, we're looking at a potentially 30 to 40% of humanity dead. Think about that. 30 to 40% of humanity dead. Now, is it guaranteed that had China opened up the doors and let the doctors, scientists, biologists, and researchers in, that we wouldn't be facing this? No. But there's one thing that is absolutely guaranteed. Since they didn't, it's probably too late. So thanks a lot, China. Good job. Glad your face got saved, because it looks like your ass is going in the ground. The part that makes me mad is you're taking a hell of a lot of us with you. It's one thing to rule your country downtrodden, keep your people downtrodden, oppress them, and be a dictator to your own people. That's your business. But when your stupidity and your arrogance and your retarded, just absolutely mind-bogglingly stupid traditions like saving face have the potential of killing a third of humanity, you know, that makes you the asshole of the millennium in my eyes. I don't know what the heck we can do about it. Probably nothing. And again, would have been guaranteed if China opened up and let the researchers in that we wouldn't be dealing with this? No. But don't you think we would have had a whole lot better chance if we could have started 6 months earlier than we did with real data and real cases? I'm just floored by this. You know, I just got off the phone with the producer who's creating, working, writing the Above Top Secret television show. And this subject has been pushed to the front burner for the pilot episode. Last week, it wasn't that big of a deal. Now all this is coming out, the UN meeting going on, the truth that's starting to come out. This is just potentially the biggest story in who knows how long, since World War II, maybe. Val Hall did a great interview, and I would suggest everyone who hasn't read that, read it. It's in AboveTopSecret.com, ATSNN, sorry. It's in Above Top Secret News Network in the archives. And she interviewed the premier viral research scientist pretty much in the world. This is the guy who came up with the standard that the pharmaceutical companies all use to create their flu, you know, their flu shot medicine and antidotes and inoculations and whatnot from. That is a great article. I can't think of the guy's name right now, but it'll be pretty easy to find the article. It's got avian bird flu, I think, in the title. And you ought to read that man's answers. And this was 3 or 4 months ago. I'm going to see if I can get her to contact him again and get an update on it. This is just looking to be a terrible situation. And, you know, God bless us all. Anyway, there's my rant, and it really is something to think about. I hope everybody has a great day in spite of it. Springer out.